Are you looking for information to help your indoor environment be the safest space available for you and your family? If you are, then you've come to the right place. My name is Mike McNatt, and this is the Indoor Environmental Safe Space Podcast. So let's talk a little bit about why we even have mold. Why does mold even exist? Well, mold serves a very valuable function in our natural ecology. All living organisms are alive, they're growing, they go through a life cycle in which point they eventually mature, and then they reach a decline, and eventually they die. And when living things die, they have to decompose back into basic nutrients, back into the soil, so new life can come from the pre-existing life. And mold plays a very important function there. Mold's role in the ecology is to break down organic material, primarily cellulose-based plant material, back into basic nutrients into soil so new plants can grow. So if we didn't have mold, we wouldn't have some really important things in life. One of the things we wouldn't have is the breakdown of plant matter, which means we would all be up to our necks in dead plant material. Plants are everywhere. It's January, all the trees are shedding their leaves or have shed their leaves, and if those leaves were not breaking down into their basic organic components back into soil, then we would be up to our necks in leaves. So mold plays a very important part of that natural life cycle in ecology of helping plants break back down into soil so new plants can grow. But molds are also beneficial in many other areas of life. Some medicines are produced from mold. For example, penicillin. We would not have penicillin today if it were not for mold. We would not also have gorgonzola, blue cheese, or brie, or any of the salamis that have a mold casing on them. These are all molds that are non-harmful to the human system. But really, when we take a look at it, if molds break down plants, and plants are everywhere, well, that means molds are everywhere. Molds are a part of our natural ecology. On any given day here in the South Central United States, there's anywhere from 500 to 10,000 spores per cubic meter of fresh air, depending on where you're at. So mold is outdoors. It's everywhere outdoors. And because it's everywhere outdoors, that means it's everywhere indoors. Our goal with mold assessment and mold remediation is not to get rid of all mold. That's impossible. Every time we walk in the door, every time we open a window, mold spores sweep in from outdoor air. Whenever we take a breath, there inevitably are mold spores and fragments and little microscopic pieces in every breath we take. But that's okay. It's not a problem. The only time mold really becomes a problem is when mold colonizes or grows to an unhealthy level in the indoor environment. And we're going to talk on a separate podcast on what causes mold to grow in the indoor environment and what we can do to control it. But keep in mind, if you're looking for a home that has zero mold, or you're thinking you cannot be exposed to any mold at all, then you literally have to live in a hermetically sealed bubble. It's virtually impossible. So the key is we have to keep mold to a healthy level. And there are molds that are non-problematic to the human system or not known to be problematic. And there are molds that are known to be problematic that create a condition that we call sick building syndrome, which is most predominantly thought by the scientific community to be caused by mold and fungal growths. But we're never going to get rid of all of it. And that's not the goal. We want to make sure the indoor environment is a healthy ecology, much like the outdoor environment, meaning we want the air in your home to mirror or mimic good old fresh outdoor air, if not even be cleaner than that. So that's why you find most mold assessment professionals will take an indoor sample and an outdoor sample. But my main point is that mold is absolutely everywhere. Mold is not evil. Mold is not bad. Excessive mold growth on the indoor environment is definitely undesirable and can definitely lead to health problems with the occupants. So our goal is to get a healthy indoor ecology for your home. Hey, I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about a comment I often get from customers. when they call in and they inquire about mold testing. One of the first things I always ask them is, what's happened in the home? What's led up to this point that has led you to call to inquire about testing? And inevitably, about 1 out of 10 times, customers will say, well, I want to have my home tested because I want to know if there's any mold in it. I can't live in a home with any mold in it, so I need to make sure my home is mold-free. Well, without sounding flippant, the response is that I don't need to come out and test your home to see if it has mold in it. I can tell you right now on this phone call for free that your home has mold in it. Mold is part of nature, and it's everywhere. Every home has mold in it. Some research that was done on brand new drywall direct from the factory showed that 80% or more of the drywall coming out of the factory brand new has mold spores and mold fragments in the paper on the drywall, or if you call it sheetrock or gypsum board, all basically the same thing. But they all have mold in them from the factory because that product is made with paper. And mold loves to eat paper. That factory is like a buffet for mold. So it's not a real problem as long as that paper doesn't get wet, as long as that mold can't find enough moisture in order to grow and colonize. But, you know, the idea of getting all of the mold out of a home or moving into a home that has absolutely zero mold, well, unfortunately, it's practically an impossibility for us to find a home without any mold in it whatsoever. So keep that in mind. It's an important concept to remember that mold is part of nature. It's everywhere. And there are mold fragments or pieces of mold in every breath we take. And so our goals for mold remediation and mold assessment are to identify and remove unhealthy levels of mold, not to remove all of the mold. The closer we get to removing it all, the incrementally more expensive it gets. And trust me, that's not a linear function. That is an exponential function. It may take you $100 to get your home 90% free of mold. It may take you $9,000 to get your home 99%, and it may take you $90,000 to get it 99.999% free of mold. So keep that in mind, that every incremental little step you take towards perfection, the vast amounts of money it takes to get there. Well, that concludes our podcast for today. If you found the information helpful, please support our podcast by selecting like below. And to stay informed as new episodes are posted, be sure and select subscribe below. If you have any questions or comments, be sure and post them below, or feel free to email us at info@iesafespace.com. Thanks for listening in. I'm Mike McNatt, and this is the Indoor Environmental Safe Space Podcast.